Okay, here we go. There we are. So the cards are here for you to grab later. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful worship we had this morning and your presence here and your Holy Spirit. We ask that as I speak today, the things that are for different people, that they would take those to heart, Father. We ask your blessing to all of us here, and we thank you for your love and care for each of us. In your name, amen. Okay, last week, Marjorie talked on light, the light of revelation, and I'm sort of going on a bit with that, but in a different tangent. But I wonder if you could turn to John 14, 10 to 14. Okay. Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say are not my own, but my Father, who lives in me, does his work through me. Just believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe because of what you have seen me do. The truth is, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done and even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father. You can ask for anything in my name and I will do it, because the work of the Son brings glory to the Father. Yes, ask anything in my name and I will do it. So Jesus came so we could have access to the Father through him. That if we believe and follow him, we too can experience the change in our lives to become more like Jesus. What does that mean for each of us? What is our role in Jesus' plan for us? Do we know what the Lord is asking of us right now? Have we been taking the time to ask him what he wants us to be doing? Or are we on autopilot in our relationship with him? And I must say, there's plenty of times when I've been on autopilot, just doing the things, getting through your day, and realizing, oh my goodness, I haven't checked in with the Lord today. What am I doing? In our walk with Jesus, we are at times having these different periods of autopilot, being totally washed and bathed in his presence, and something in between, or being totally away from him. Yet in all this, he is here, present with us, waiting for us to rejoin him and start conversing again with him. One of the ways of doing this is prayer. Okay, I'm going to want some input from everyone now. What does prayer mean to each of us here? Just shout it out and I can... Conversation? Connection? Intimacy? Great one. Sorry? Learning? I'll just put these down. Okay, so when we look at that, then I want to know, how do we enter into that prayer? What are the different ways? Doesn't necessarily mean that you're sitting silently. What else can it mean when we enter in prayer? How do we do that? What sort of things? Dance?
Sunset.
The sunset.
Journaling.
Sorry?
Journaling.
Journaling, yes, that's a big one of mine. Scripture?
Quiet time.
Quiet time. Music? Definitely. So there's so many different ways that we can enter into that prayer time. Then what brings us to prayer? What are the things that get you to think, oh, I need to pray about that? Or what are the things that get you to think, oh, I need to do something? What are the things that do that? Sorry? Community? A need? Sorry? Communion with God. Sorry, I didn't catch that, Graham. Intercession for others. What about forgiveness? A repentant heart. Okay. So prayer brings us to the Father through Jesus. What things do we do to continue this relationship daily with Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, together? I have found that in Psalms, you can always find one that speaks to you with what your journey is at this time. So I just want to go through a few Psalms. So we're going to be zipping through Psalms, but I've made it so it's in order, so you don't have to go backwards and forwards. So the first one we're going to look at is Psalm 5, 1 to 3. So it says, O Lord, hear me as I pray. Pay attention to my groaning. Listen to my cry for help, my King and my God, for I will never pray to anyone but you. Listen to my voice in the morning, Lord. Each morning I bring my request to you and wait expectantly. I find that word, two words, wait expectantly, because it's when the Lord answers our prayer, it's never in our timing. It's always in His. And sometimes it's straight away, and sometimes we have to spend those many hours in prayer to see what He, to see the result of what how He answers that prayer for us. And often that's not necessarily in the way that we may think. But He is a gracious God and does the most highest that is for us in that situation. Okay, Psalm 13, verses 5 to 6. But I trust in your unfailing love. I will rejoice because you have rescued me. I will sing to the Lord because He has been so good to me. Amen. We can all testify to where the Lord has done that for us in our lives. Okay, next one is Psalm 23. For the Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. He lets me rest in green pastures. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to His name. Even when I walk through the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You welcome me as a guest, anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessing, and surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. The one thing about all these psalms is we can find something that where we're at and what we're experiencing at the time. And if we don't know the words that we want to pray, we can always just pray the Psalms. One thing that I do when I go to sleep at night is I've got the Psalms in songs. And I play that, or I go off to sleep with that each night. And it's amazing how you wake up in the morning and you'll in your head will be one of those Psalms. It's amazing the way the Lord just has that in your conscious. Okay, Psalm 24, 7 to 10. Open up ancient gates, open up ancient doors, and let the King of Glory enter. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, invisible in battle. Open up ancient gates, open up ancient doors, and let the King of Glory enter. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord God Almighty. He is the King of Glory. Amen. Okay, our next one. Sorry, I've got this one, number five. Is Psalm 28, and we're looking at verses 6 and 7. Praise the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength, my shield from ever danger. I trust in him with all my heart. He helps me, and my heart is filled with joy. I burst out in songs of thanksgiving. And that is so true. It's like when we put on each morning our armor of God to be ready for whatever is going to be in our day, but we know that the Lord is there with us, ever present and helping us throughout our day. Sorry, I've just lost my place. Where am I? Fine. Next one is actually Psalm 33. And we're doing first one, and then we're going to go to 20 and 22. Let the godly sing with joy to the Lord, for it is fitting to praise him. We depend on the Lord alone to save us. Only he can help us, protecting us like a shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we are trusting in his holy name. Let your unfailing love surround us, Lord, in our hope. Our hope is in you alone. So again, he's our protection. He's there to help us. We rejoice and we're trusting in his name. So now, Psalm 59 and verses 16 to 17. But as for me, I will sing about your power. I will shout with joy each morning because of your unfailing love. For you have been my refuge, a place of safety in a day of distress. Oh, my strength to you, I sing praises. For you, O God, are my refuge, the God who shows me unfailing love. And as Christians, can't we attest to that that has been for us, that the Lord has been there in times of distress when we've been needing him to be our refuge and know that he is there to support us in what we're going through. Psalm 62, verses 1 to 2. I wait quietly before God, for my salvation comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will never be shaken. We are so fortunate that we have a God that has given us this salvation, and it is available to everyone. They just have to be wanting to take that step to say, yes, Lord. And may we, as we go throughout our days this coming week, may we be open to hear what the Lord is saying to us for us to share that gospel message. Psalm 63. O God, you are my God. I endlessly search for you. My soul thirsts for you. My whole body longs for you in that parched and weary land. where there is no water. I have seen you in your sanctuary and gazed upon your power and glory. Your unfailing love is better to me than life itself. How I praise you. I will honor you as long as I live, lifting up my hands to you in prayer. You satisfy me more than the richest of foods. I will praise you with songs of joy. I lie awake thinking of you, meditating on you through the night. I think how much you have helped me. I sing for joy in the shadows of your protecting wings. I follow close behind you. Your strong hand holds me securely. But those plotting to destroy me will come to ruin. They will go down into the depths of the earth. They will die by the sword and become food of the jackals. And the king will rejoice in God. All who trust in him will praise him, while liars will be silenced. Psalm 65, and we're doing 1 to 8. What mighty praise, O God, belongs to you in Zion. You will fulfill your vows to you. For you answer our prayers, and to you all people will come. Though our hearts are filled with sin, you forgive them all. What joy for those who choose to bring near, those who live in your holy courts. What joys await us inside your holy temple. You faithfully answer our prayers with awesome deeds. O God, our Saviour, you are the hope of everyone on earth, even those who sail on distant seas. You formed the mountains by your power. You armed yourself with mighty strength. You quieted the raging oceans with their pounding waves and silence and the shouting of nations. Those who live at the ends of the earth stand in awe of your wonders, from where the sun rises to where it sets. You inspire shouts of joy. I love the psalm, how it talks about to the ends of the earth. All peoples, everyone can know the Lord. And you don't have to hear the gospel. You can just be able to see from creation that there is a God that has been the main creator here on earth for us to live in. Psalm 90, verse 4. Lord, through all the generations, you have been our home. I've read the wrong verse, but I like that one. Because that is so true. For you, 1,000 years are as yesterday. They are like a few hours. I think this is a good reminder to us that what we think is important and in time is nothing than what the Lord sees. Because it is 1,000 years is like yesterday. They are like a few hours. So our timing and heavenly timing is very different. So that's always something to be conscious of when we are praying. Psalm 95, 1 to 7. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us give a joyous shout to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving. Let us sing him psalms of praise, for the Lord is a great God, the great King above all gods. He owns the depths of the earth, and even the highest mountains are his. The sea belongs to him, for he made it. His hands formed the dry land too. Let us worship and bend down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. Just another wonderful reminder of who gave us this world that we live in. The amazement of being nothing and then he created everything. Right down to those tiny little organisms that we can't even see with the human eye. What an amazing God. Psalm 103, and we're doing verses 12 to 13. He has removed our rebellious acts as far away from us as the east is from the west. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. What a wonderful thing to know that when we come and we repent, that sin is gone. We can't even see from north to the west as far as it goes. But the Lord has just taken it away. It is gone. There's no remembrance of it. It's just gone. And as us as humans, when we ask for forgiveness about our things, it's very hard for us, isn't it, to maybe forget that thing that we're asking the Lord to forgive us for, maybe about another person or something. But the Lord, when he forgives us, it's gone. It's just absolutely disappeared. There's no more him talking about that or going on about it like we may do ourselves within our Christian walk. And he's tender and compassionate to us. But there is that provision. He's tender and compassionate to those who fear him. Whenever there's a promise in the Bible, there's always a condition or a consequence that goes with that thing. So it's very important that we always have a look at that. Okay, our next one is Psalm 21. And it's 1 to 3. This one is very special to me because it's 121, 1 to 3. Sorry. This one's very special to me because this is the verse the Lord gave me when I was looking for my place. And when I look out of my apartment, I just see the mountains. So this is... And this is the verse he gave me, that this was the place for me to live. I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord who makes the heavens and earth. So then we're going to 130 and we're going verses 1 to 4. From the depths of despair, O Lord, I call for your help. Hear my cry, O Lord. Pay attention to my prayer. Lord, if you keep a record of our sins, who, O Lord, could ever survive? But you offer forgiveness that we might learn to fear you. And I love verse 3 where it says again, if you kept a record of our sins, who, O Lord, could ever survive? But we know he doesn't keep a record of our sins. As soon as we've asked for that forgiveness, it's gone. It's disappeared. That is a loving God. And last one, Psalm 136, verse 4. Give thanks to him who alone does mighty miracles. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who alone does mighty miracles. I think sometimes within our walk we forget that the Lord does mighty miracles. And sometimes we don't even see those miracles because we're so busy within our day. But everywhere we look, the Lord is doing miracles all the time. And sometimes we just need to open our eyes to be able to see those miracles that the Lord has put before us. So I just want to read some words of a song that we're going to have up in a minute. And I just want you to meditate on these once the music's playing, just to think about the Lord and just where he is with you today. Morning comes when you call, and all nature listens to you, 'cause you hold it all, and now you hold me. I need your hand to guide me every step along the way. I need your arms to hold me. I need your love to fall down fresh upon me every day. I need you here beside me. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but your word lives forever. The whitest lily becomes your shade. When I see your face before me, I just want to say, I love you. I need your hand to guide me every step along the way. I need you here beside me. Evening comes when you call, and all nature listens to you, 'cause you hold it all, and now you hold me. I need your hand to guide me every step along the way. I need your arms to hold me. I need your love to fall down fresh upon me every day. I need you here beside me, beside me, beside me. Heavenly Father, I just ask that you'll be with each of us today. May you have our hand and guide us. May every step of the way that we go about our week, may your arms be there and holding us. And even if we're trying to run away, Lord, come and bring us back to you. May your love fall upon us. May it be fresh every day. We thank you, Father, in your name. Amen.